This is the Morrow Midday Show.
But wait, there's more.
On ESPN Radio.
Yes, it's back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back.
Final hour of the Morrow Midday Show with Luke Morrow here on ESPN Radio. We'll take you up until 2:30 when coverage begins for the Gamecocks basketball game against Army. And then we'll talk to you in the new year. Final 30 minutes of the Morrow Midday Show until 2022. Coming up, I'll give you my picks for the rest of this year in just a few moments. The Morrow Midday Show is brought to you by Baker Roofing. They have been in business for over 100 years. They're one of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the U.S., and they provide residential and commercial roofing. In 1915, Baker Roofing Company was founded on the promise of always good work. So give our friend Matt Johnson, general manager at Baker Roofing Charleston, a call, or head over to bakerroofing.com for more information. You can check out their incredible history and see all the different roofing types that are available online at bakerroofing.com, bringing you the Morrow Midday Show each and every day. If you ever miss anything from the show, such as our wrestling wrap-up to wrap up last hour, you can always find it on demand. Just search ESPN Radio Charleston, however you listen to your podcast. Brad on Twitter said, a surprise wrestling wrap-up with the GIF from The Office saying it's a Christmas miracle. That's what we do around here. We bring gifts this time of year. Really all year, if we're being honest with you. You can always find the show on demand. Search ESPN Radio Charleston, however you listen to your podcasts. The podcasts are also available online, charlestonsportsradio.com. Just click on our show page or through our free app. Download ESPN Charleston in the App Store, and you can find the podcast there.
And also, like I was telling you off the air, Pam Morgan, who does the morning show on our classic country station with John Dixon, she used to be Body Slam Pam on another station in this area.
Do we know the reason for that nickname or
because
radio
she
name?
Did the wrestling report for that
really
for that station?
Oh,
yes.
I thought we were original with the wrestling report. Ah, somebody in the building has done wrestling reports before.
So guess what?
What?
That means you now have a fill-in.
That's true.
Yeah, you have a fill-in, and then I'm thinking that sometime in the in the next several months, she and I are going to have to NWO one of the shows on this station.
Well,
for at least a segment, maybe an hour. Just have some fun with it.
Yeah, do it on Fan Talk. That'd be great radio.
I'm sure Bobby would love it.
Absolutely. Or just take over the Morrow Midday Show all next week because I won't be here. You guys could talk wrestling instead. I was going to run through week 16 of the NFL season. But I figured, let's get a wrestling wrap-up in there one final time in 2021. So quickly, before I get to my picks, here are the games to keep an eye on in the NFL. We were going to go through all the games, but at this point, at this time of the year, half of the games are meaningless anyways. So quickly, just to focus on a couple of games this weekend, I think we get a really good Thursday night football game tomorrow, Niners-Titans. The Niners are one of the hottest teams in football, and the Titans are just trying to keep their lead in that division and trying to figure things out without Derrick Henry. I do think the Titans bounce back. More on that in just a moment. Call that a tease. But it's a big game tomorrow night for Thursday night football, Niners-Titans. Then once you get to this weekend, you have Colts-Cardinals on Saturday night. That's Christmas Day, the night of Christmas Day. The Colts are much like the Niners. They're playing hot football. They just beat the Patriots. They go on the road to Arizona, and the Cardinals are trying to right the ship and show that they're legitimate. After the Rams win last night, the Cardinals and the Rams are tied for first place in that division. Arizona may end up being a wild card after they were the last undefeated team. So this is a big step-up opportunity. You're at home, Christmas Day, Cardinals have been struggling. Can you get back on the right track? And then other games of significance this weekend, Ravens and the Bengals battle for first place in a very tight AFC North. The big question will be if Lamar Jackson's available. This game is in Cincinnati. The Ravens will be on the road. Tyler Huntley was good, but can he do that back-to-back weeks? Also, now he'll be on the road instead of at home, and you'll have more tape on him. The big question is if Lamar's healthy or not, but this is a huge game. Who would have thought that by week 16 in the NFL season, the Bengals would be playing in a playoff game, essentially? This is a battle for whichever team wins this game probably wins the division because there's only two games left after this one. You take a lead in that division with two games to go, plus probably the tiebreaker. You probably have to lose out the next two if you're Cincinnati. Which takes me to the Bills-Patriots. The Patriots, if they lose this game, Now suddenly they're tied with the Bills for first place in the AFC East. This will be Sunday afternoon. If the Patriots win, they'll have the tiebreaker. They'll be up two games. They'll clinch the division. So this, too, is like a playoff game. This is like a division championship, Bills-Patriots. We know what happened when they played on Monday Night Football a couple of weeks ago. So if you're Buffalo, looking at the weather here, it's supposed to be 39 degrees in Massachusetts on Sunday, partly cloudy, and I don't see a ton of wind. So let's see what you got, Buffalo, because I know the Bills and Bills fans and Patriots haters are writing off that victory of, well, you know, there's the weather. The Bills couldn't throw the football. Okay. Well, it's still not going to be a beach day Sunday in New England, but it's going to be a little bit better this time around. Let's see what you're capable of going on the road. Remember, the players were very upset with the media afterwards. The coach, Sean McDermott, was upset. They were all ticked off after that loss. Here's your chance. You go win this game, tied for first place in that division, you could still win the AFC East. Will the Patriots put that thing away? And the last game that really means something this weekend is Monday Night Football. Dolphins-Saints. Not a great matchup on paper. Tua against Taysom Hill. The over-under is only 38. There's not supposed to be a lot of points. But they're both 7-7, battling for wildcard spots. Both on the outside looking in right now. The Dolphins have won six in a row. The Saints have just won their last two. This could be an elimination game. You lose this game, you're 7-8. It depends what else happens with these other wildcard teams. But 7-8, you then have to win your next two. You finish 9-8. Could be good enough to make the playoffs. But with all those teams grouped together, none of them can really afford a loss. The Washington football team lost last night. That really sets them back because they're a game out, but there's a bunch of teams fighting for that spot. So Monday Night Football, Dolphins, Saints, two 500 teams, two quarterbacks that, you know, it's not the sexiest matchup, but you got two teams that are trying to make a run here late into the postseason, both obviously needing a win on Monday. Those are the five games to really track this weekend in the NFL. And with that, this is our final show of 2021. I usually give you picks every Friday. We're going to bump it up to today for the NFL. And since we won't be on the air until 2022 after today, I got to give you my picks for Clemson, for South Carolina and their bowl games, for the college football playoff, and I'll even give you a couple of other bowl games. So this is supposed to, these will be the picks for the next week and a half, so I got all sorts of picks to get to you. On the year, we're 96-85, 11 games over 500. It's 53%. We had a losing week this past weekend, 2-4 on the NFL. So let's see if we could finish the calendar year of 2021 strong. I'll give you NFL picks, my picks for this NFL weekend and for bowl season and college football for the rest of this calendar year until we're back on the air. Time for the picks.
It's time to earn some cash.
Woo-hoo!
It's Luke's Picks of the Week.
Great cash, homie.
Couple of bowls first. Starts tonight with the Armed Forces Bowl, Army against Missouri. This number was 3.5 a couple of days ago. It's gone up to Army 6.5. Everybody's on Army, but I think for good reason. Now, you missed the best number. Hopefully, you grab this at 3.5. If not, I'll tell you what, I'm somebody that I don't bet early. I usually wait till 24 hours before kickoff, so I'll miss some better numbers. I like Army so much tonight, I actually bought a point. So I grabbed them at 5.5 tonight. A little higher than I would like to take, but that's how much, this was one of my favorite games of the bowl season. Army, we know what they like to do offensively, run the football. Missouri has one of the worst run defenses in the country. Plus, Missouri's running back just opted out. They're going to have to start a freshman running back who had like 18 carries this year. Their quarterback's been banged up. Connor Bazelak, I don't know if he's even going to play. If not, the backup only threw like 20 passes. So Missouri's beat up. It is also the Armed Forces Bowl. I think that provides some motivation for Army if they need it. They get a chance to beat an SEC team. And the Academy schools, if you go back and you look, they're really good in bowl games because those kids get fired up for these types of opportunities. Missouri, they may not get excited over playing in an Armed Forces Bowl against Army, but when Army, when Navy, when Air Force, when they have a chance to end on a high note, when they have a chance to go beat a Power 5 program, those kids are always motivated. I broadcast for the Citadel. There's never a game that, even if the Citadel's overmatched, rarely do you see that they just, you know, they quit or they didn't show up or they don't have the energy. Because they deal with all sorts of stuff just being a college kid. That playing a football game is nothing to them. Right? Missouri, they may be checked out. Army, Navy, Air Force, they're usually always locked in. I'm going to take Army tonight. I bought that point. I'll still take them anyways at 6.5. It's a little too high for my liking. I wish I still had the 3.5. But I think Army, I think they handle their business against Missouri this evening. Getting to the local teams, because we're not going to be on the air again until after their bowl games. Clemson against Iowa State next week. This number has crossed zero. Clemson's now favored. I would take Clemson. They're a one-point favorite, so you're essentially picking the winner. I'm going to take Clemson. I think Clemson wins the game. Of course, there's questions about the coordinators. You have opt-outs. You have players in the transfer portal for Clemson. What are we going to get out of their coordinators? When I look at bowl games, I try to determine motivation. Neither one of these teams were hoping to be in the Cheez-It Bowl this time of year. But Clemson still had a better finish of the year than Iowa State because Dabo was still able to motivate his guys. Plus, you have a quarterback in DJ. They just brought in Kate Klubnik. DJ did not play well. I think he's playing for his job. And also, the coordinators want to get off on the right foot. A lot of people like me are doubting those hires. You do not want to head into the offseason with a bad performance when everyone's going to be second-guessing Brandon Streeter as the new offensive coordinator. I think they want to come out, as they would any game, but especially for this game, come out and make a good first impression. Not only that, but at the end of the day, who's more talented? Clemson is the much better team. I was surprised they were in an underdog to begin with. I'm concerned. My biggest concern at Clemson is the coordinators, not having Venables and Tony Elliott. That's really my only concern. Because if you go off of talent on the roster, Clemson has the fourth most talented roster in football this season based off of rankings. Iowa State is 57th. Iowa State has four blue chip players on the roster. Clemson has 40. Clemson just has a much more talented team than Iowa State, and I think talent will win out. Iowa State has a dozen guys in the transfer portal as well. They've checked out. I think Clemson wins. So I'll take Clemson as a one-point favorite. UNC against South Carolina. This is tough. South Carolina's down. They're essentially their starting quarterback. You have to go to Zeb Nolan. Down, White in the backfield. UNC was supposed to be a much better team this year. Sam Howell is actually playing in this game. UNC is favored by 9. I think UNC wins. I don't know if they win by double digits. Plus, when I look at the motivating factors, if you told Mack Brown at the start of the season, hey, you're ranked in the top 10, but guess what? You're going to be playing South Carolina in a bowl game at the end of the year. You're going to have the same record as South Carolina this year. That'd be a huge disappointment for them. If you told South Carolina, hey, you're going to be in a bowl game at UNC, you're going to have the same record at the end of the year as UNC. That's like their Super Bowl. Shane Beamer, I think, will have these guys ready to go. Mack Brown and UNC, they could say what they want. Sam Howell may be playing. I think they're disappointed to be in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. I still think UNC wins, but I don't think it's a blowout. So I'll take South Carolina. I think 9 points is a lot. Give me the Gamecocks as a 9-point dog. And then just a couple of other games. Oh, first, let me get to the playoff games because we will not be on the air again before the playoffs. We'll be on the air before the national championship. Alabama's favored by 13.5. Georgia's favored by 7.5 against Michigan. If I had to pick from these numbers, I would say Alabama, certainly. Right at 13.5? Absolutely. 14.5, a little bit tougher. 13.5, yeah, I think they could win by 2 touchdowns or more against Cincinnati. Georgia against Michigan, I think it's like that Spider-Man gif where they're pointing at one another. These two teams are very similar. Georgia just may be a little more talented, but they're both very similar in what they want to do. For lack of a better term, Michigan may be a poor man's Georgia, but I don't think there's that huge of a gap. This number has come down a little bit, but you still get that hook at 7.5. I'll take Michigan. Georgia probably will win, but I think this is a good game. I think it's a close game. I think Michigan certainly could win, but I tell you what I would do is I would probably tease these numbers. And so Alabama, bring it down to 7.5. You feel a lot better about that. And Georgia-Michigan, you could bring it down to, 1.5 if you think Georgia's going to win. Or tease it the other direction and take Michigan as a 13.5-point dog if you think it'll be closer. Or go 7 points, 14.5 and 6.5. That's even better. Or 0.5 for Georgia. You get the idea. If you're familiar with teasers, you know what I'm talking about. Tease those two games in a parlay. That'd be the play for me. But based off of these numbers, I'll go Michigan as a 7.5-point dog. Alabama favored by 13.5. And then just a couple to keep an eye on. I would put, in betting terms, a half unit. Utah's a 6.5-point dog against Ohio State on New Year's Day in the Rose Bowl. I would take Utah. Take a chance. They're really good in bowl games. Ohio State doesn't want to be there. Let's go with Utah. And Baylor is a 1-point dog against Ole Miss. I think I'm going to go Baylor. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I want to go Ole Miss, 1-point favorite. Essentially pick a winner. Offense beats defense these days. In the Sugar Bowl, Ole Miss, I think they take care of Baylor on New Year's Day. And real quick, in the NFL, picks for this weekend. First with the local teams. Panthers, 11-point dog to the Buccaneers. I'm taking the Panthers. If they had a kicker last week, they may have covered against Buffalo. But the Panthers, that's way too many for a divisional game. The Panthers are at home. The Buccaneers are all sorts of banged up. Fournette's out for the rest of the regular season. Godwin's out for the rest of the year. Perriman's in protocol. They're just bringing Antonio Brown back. I think the Panthers can keep it to single digits. They're not going to win. I'll take Carolina, 11-point dog. The tougher one is the Falcons and the Lions. I'm going to roll with the Falcons. They're favored by 5.5 against the Lions. I'm going to take the Lions, 5.5-point dog. The Lions are 9-5 against the spread this year. The Falcons probably shouldn't be favored by a touchdown against anybody, even at home. The Lions have played a lot of close games. Let me take Detroit. They're playing good football the last couple of weeks. 5.5-point dog will go with Detroit. And then real quick, other ones. Thursday night football tomorrow night, give me the Titans. 3.5-point dog against the Niners. Short week. Tennessee's at home. Everyone's going to overreact to the 49ers win and the Titans losing against Pittsburgh. The Titans will bounce back tomorrow night. Teams that don't cover the spread against teams that did. The team that didn't cover the spread covers the spread in that matchup over 70% of the time. That's the case for the Titans here. Take them. I'm also going to put my trust in Bill Belichick once again. I usually bet underdogs, but take the Patriots as a 2.5-point dog Sunday against the Bills. I don't think they lose back-to-back games. They also own Buffalo. I think they beat the Bills once again like they did last time. Monday Night Football, give me the Dolphins as a 3-point underdog in New Orleans. That's an overreaction to the Saints shutting out the Buccaneers. The Dolphins have won 6 in a row. Give me the Dolphins as a 3-point dog there. And the Washington football team, 11-point dog in Dallas. We don't know who's going to be the quarterback for the Washington football team. They are going to be on a short week. But the Cowboys' offense has not been explosive enough. 11 is way too much, especially for a divisional game. The Washington football team has the defense that's been playing better of late. They'll hang in there. I mean, they kept it under 11 last night against the Eagles on the road. I think they'll do the same against the Cowboys. Give me the Washington football team as an 11-point dog. And there you go. And the last one, one more for you for the road. I'd also probably take the Ravens, 3-point dog in Cincinnati, even without Lamar Jackson. Divisional game, the Ravens are the more talented team than Cincinnati. Same idea. I think the Bengals are a little overinflated right now. Let's go with the Ravens, 3-point dog on the road against Cincinnati. And there you go. Plenty of picks to carry you to 2022 until we're back on the air. We'll wrap things up when we come back. Get ready for Gamecock basketball, our final segment of 2021. Coming up next, it's the Moore Midday Show on ESPN Radio.
Spend lunch with Luke.
Attention campers, lunch has been canceled today due to lack of hustle. Deal with it.
On the Morrow Midday Show.
Quite a funky finish to your 2021 here on the Morrow Midday Show. This is the final time we'll get to hang until 2022. We're taking you up just for a couple more minutes until coverage begins for South Carolina basketball against Army today. I'll be off for the holidays. I'll be traveling for the holidays. Then I have to travel for, we got Citadel basketball mixed in there. I got a wedding as well, so I'll be all over the place the next week and a half. And we'll just, we'll catch up in 2022 after the new year. Looking forward to it. If you ever miss anything from the show, catch it on demand. Search ESPN Radio Charleston. However you listen to your podcast, they give you all sorts of picks. Last segment, these are simply against the spread. We're on Army in college football. Army, Clemson, South Carolina, Alabama, Michigan, Ole Miss, Utah. And in the NFL for this weekend, I'm on the Titans, the Ravens, the Lions, the Panthers, the Dolphins, and the Patriots. But again, you can find that full rundown on demand if interested. Let's hope for a winning end to 2021. Before we wrap things up and say goodbye until the new year, let's first go to the phones. Rodney is with us. Rodney, what's going on? How are you?
Luke, I'm well. Yourself?
Not too bad. What's that?
All right. Didn't get a chance to contact you on Monday, and I thought either Monday evening or yesterday I was going to try to catch you at the game, but I wasn't sure exactly where you were. I wasn't sure if you were up high on that balcony area or where you were, but anyway, I think the previous week I had told you going into last week it would be a good trifecta as far as things worked out well. Saturday getting to be in Atlanta, then come back here and see two wins Monday and Tuesday. So it worked out well. So now do my best to do some planning as far as the end of the month and going into next year to get the Bulldog basketball team going as far as in conference. But other than that, I needed to find out, do you check the messages as far as the station, or, you know, if you put it in? I was going to try to send you an email before you get back in town. So I just wondered the best way to reach.
Yeah, absolutely. The messages go to me. If you go to our website, charlestonsportsradio.com, click on the show page for the Morrow Midday Show and leave a comment there, that'll wind up in my inbox. So that's probably the easiest way.
All right. Well, you be safe with your travels as well as the wedding. I came in between when you were mentioning about that you wouldn't be in, but I wasn't sure who, whether you need a bride or a groom or however the case. But hopefully everything goes well, and talk with you next year.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Rodney. Happy holidays. Be safe as well. Talk to you in the new year. Yeah, what a great – it's the most wonderful time of the year for South Carolina State fans. What a week it's been. The president comes to visit the campus. You win the Celebration Bowl. The basketball team wins the tournament here in Charleston. And that basketball team, they've won, what is it now, 6 of 7? Props to Coach Madlock in his first year. He's turned them around quickly. And his son, you know, true freshman's having a good year. They play hard. They won yesterday against Charleston Southern. So good on South Carolina State. Well, we won't be on the air again until 2022. South Carolina basketball coming up against Army here in just a few moments. We'll return on the Monday after the New Year's weekend. Get ready for the national championship game in college football. Appreciate you hanging with us throughout 2021. Look forward to hanging with you in 2022. Hope everybody who celebrates has a merry and safe Christmas and a happy New Year. Enjoy time with your family. Be careful. We'll talk to you in 2022. It's been the Morrow Midday Show here on ESPN Radio.